I'm April Cummings with your local sports. Cayman Islands equestrian athlete Alexandra Gowry competed at the CSI 3 show jumping event last week at the Chard Equestrian Venue in Somerset, Great Britain, making her international debut in the CSI Amateur Tour. The Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation says the journey continues as Alex continues to train before heading to her next international competition, the X-Bionic Sphere in Slovakia in mid-August. Central Scranton Park is set to open on Saturday, August 1st, with new facilities designed to promote sport, movement, and wellness across generations. The new development will give residents a dedicated place to play, train, and connect in an area where community leaders have long pushed for greater investment. On Radio Cayman's For the Record this morning, Deputy Leader of the Opposition and Georgetown Central MP, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan, says the park will offer options for both athletes and weekend warriors.
We have the multi-purpose court. There'll be a basketball court there, a pickleball court, and a five-a-side football court. Because you can't do Georgetown without football.
But the focus is not limited to organized sport. The park is also designed to help older residents remain physically active without needing a conventional gym.
We have an area for seniors, as they call it, calisthenics machinery. You know, as you get older, it's important for you to keep your flexibility and your strengthening. Mm-hmm. So we bought and specified a particular area for seniors who can go and do exercises, but exercises at their strength levels. So you're not lifting up weights. You're like you're just stretching and doing your walking, and it's very lightweight. And it's important, and it's good for your health. It's research-backed about these things would be good for your health and keeps you mobile, because as you get older, you start to seize up a little bit more, as they would say.
Beyond physical activity, the green space is intended to give nearby workers and residents somewhere to step away from traffic and workplace pressures.
The intention is that we want people around the area to use it. It's a mental health space where you can get away from the chaos of work. Like, I feel so bad for my hardworking civil servants. And I say mine because they work for me and they work for everyone. That, you know, they're going through the hard work of dealing with us on a regular basis of servicing us, are giving us service, that I want them to be able to come down for lunch, go to the park, just so you don't have to drive in your car, because once you get in the car, your whole lunch hour gone within the traffic. That they can have their lunch, go over to a space that is quiet and away from everybody, and have a good breather, and then right back to work.
The buildings could also host free community programs, allowing health and recreation groups to take their services directly into the neighborhood. Central Scranton Park's official opening begins at 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 1st. The event is open to the public. That means you're all invited. The park will be accessible from Linwood Street, Miss Francis Lane, and Martin Drive. Public parking for the opening is expected to be available at several nearby locations. Local kids are getting their swim on at this week's Junior Lifeguard Camp hosted by the Department of Sports. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more with senior swimming instructor Coach Chester Hurlston at the Lions Pool.
This year has been, I think, a big turnout just because of the multiple of camps that we've been having. So far, big numbers.
What sort of things are you working on, and what are you looking at with the kids?
So just more, just giving them information, as in, you know, what to kind of like expect if they need to help someone. So just to remind them that they're not certified lifeguards, but, you know, just in case that they have to, you know, assist someone into, you know, helping, they can know what to do instead of panicking. So this camp is just to inform people what to do alongside of teaching them swimming, first aid, CPR.
So they're learning CPR as well?
Yep, learning CPR. So as they get into that age bracket, I think it's 16 or 17, they can go ahead and get themselves certified through Red Cross or whoever they decide to go, just to kind of help them be more aware of, you know, that anything could happen. So, you know, make yourself be prepared.
What skills set are you looking for in each swimmer by the end of the camp, I should say?
All right, so most swimmers have to be strong swimmers in their freestyle or breaststroke. So normally when you're doing a lifeguard camp, you have to be a strong swimmer. But for these ones, it's like an introduction. We're not going to stress stress too much on, you know, them being a strong swimmer, but we're giving them pointers of in how to kind of help themselves, you know, or kind of improve their swimming if they do take the initiative to want to be a lifeguard or be a coast guard or be in a regiment. These are things that, you know, kind of propel from being a lifeguard that they can go into other careers. Yes.
This is the second and final junior lifeguard camp for this summer, but the Department of Sports is hosting two water aerobics camps next month, the 3rd through the 7th of August and then the 10th through the 14th of August at the Lions Pool. Those will be from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. nightly. All DOS camps are free, and you can email sports at gov.ky for more information. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.